Blog Talk Radio.
You are about to be entertained by the eighth, the young man who has become a legend in his own time.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted.
Oh, right, here we go. You know, I want to be a subscriber. Here we go. It's Ron Kelly Show, everybody, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, ronkellyshow.com. Shout out to Paula Henry, the med one, who's watching the Ron Kelly Show. Thank you so much, Carla. And you're going to be all right. You're going to be all right. One of these days, you're going to be all right. Anyway, thank you so much for joining me a second. And now we're on blogtalkradio.com, the Ron Kelly Show.com. Of course, we're on Facebook Live and everywhere else we are on. We're glad to have you guys in. Appreciate your indulgence here. We are back and better than ever. Welcome to the premier talk radio program. It's called the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on Facebook Live and on blogtalkradio.com. Okay, good to have you all guys in once again. Can't say the props my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who strengthens me and protects me from the evil baby mama drama. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. All right, so I've got a great show lined up for you guys, Stevens. Let's get right to it. And I mentioned earlier in a promo piece about Hong Kong. I'm not going to go all through it, but I did talk a little bit about Hong Kong and how those people got up off their behinds. And they got Facebook Live over there, too. They got Facebook over there, too, but they didn't go on Facebook. They got up, they went out in the streets, and they did what they needed to do. And there was a proposal that would have given China the permission to extradite these people from Hong Kong, and Hong Kong has a separate system from China. And they said no. They came out, hundreds of thousands, 2 million people, I understand, came out and protested against this thing, and guess what? They rescinded the order. So now there is no, I mean, it still may be on the table, but for right now, they looked at the situation, the powers that be, and they said, oh, we need to change this. And this is what people need to do. And that's why there's a lesson from democracy coming all the way from Hong Kong, because this is something that we need to do too. Now, we have a system here, and we're talking about Hong Kong and China. Communism is the law over there. And here we are in America. And what we do when something happens, what do? We go on Facebook and complain, have these stupid petitions. I don't care how many things you get on a petition. You're never going to change nothing with a petition. You're never going to change anything with a petition. So, welcome to the people that, to some people that are jumping into the chat room. Welcome to the folks who are listening to the who thought I wasn't going to be on the radio tonight. Yes, I am. Somehow or another, they got themselves together, and yes, we are on blogtalkradio.com. So like I said, the people got themselves together, and they went out, and they said, hell no, we ain't standing for this, and they got that law rescinded. Now, is it off the table? Who knows? But the powers that be took notice, and they took the proposal off the table. See, this is what we need to do. Because I've been talking about this ad nauseum, and I know y'all probably get tired of me constantly talking about this, about how we need to, come out in mass. These little weak protests where you see 20 people walking down the street with banners, it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing to have 20 people walking down the street with, it's embarrassing. It really is. It's embarrassing. You have 20 or 30 people walking down the street with banners. And then we walking past, like I said, I was in a park. I was in Military Park the other day, and there was 50,000. I mean, there was 20 people walking down the street, and there was the park was full. So we need to get past that. We'll take a quick break, and we'll come right back with more of the show. This is Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com and ronkellyshow.com.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
so glad we left that stupid party.
No joke.
Hey, baby, are you an overdue library book? Because you got fine written all over you.
Ugh, barf. What about that girl with a hoop earring?
Ridiculous. When she was dancing...
Megan, on... look out! Look out!
Oh, my God, Becky. Becky, are you okay? My arm. I think it's broken. Can you bend it? It's already bent. In the wrong direction. I can't believe this. I'm so sorry. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Really? Just buzzed?
Yeah, I swear.
Well, in that case, my arm is fine. Ah, that's better.
You're really okay? You're serious, Becky?
No, genius. I'm not serious.
Ow! My arm, it hurts.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
And we are back. It's the Ron Kelly Show, everybody. And it's on blogtalkradio.com, ronkellyshow.com. Finally on the radio after 20 minutes trying to get into Blog Talk Radio and being completely unsuccessful. Anyway, thanks so much for joining me. Welcome back. The transgender lawsuit people are at it again. Now, there is a lawsuit being filed. Shout out to, I'm not sure who that was, Bilal, I think. Okay, so there's a lawsuit being filed. Now, I want to, you know, and now the last time I talked about this, I got a lot of people, a lot of different takes on this. Now, after two biological males eliminated Selena Soul, I think her name is, from a Connecticut high school track competition, they filed a complaint. The Alliance Defending Freedom filed a complaint with Connecticut's Title VI Department of Education Office for Civil Rights to represent Selena and two other female athletes. Now, the other athletes have remained anonymous because they fear retaliation, but Selena spoke up. Now, the lawsuit, now in the spring of 2018, Selena was running in a competition where the top six athletes advanced to the next round. Selena was sixth among the biological women in the race, but because two of the biological men who identified as women were allowed to compete, Selena finished eighth and was eliminated. Now, the topic of transgender athletes, you see, here's the thing. These are boys. I don't care. You get a weave and, you know, you can't change the DNA. You know, you can't. And I happen to agree with this girl filing this lawsuit because you can't change the DNA. These are boys and they're competing against girls. Now, boys are faster, stronger, quicker. You know, all of that stuff. And boys can easily outrun most girls, especially high school kids. But now, so they're filing a lawsuit. And, you know, and I happen to agree with them. I don't think that, you know, hey, Visa and MasterCard are allowing transgender people to use the first name, their new name, without even going to court or anything like that. So let's say your name was Nate, now you want to be known as Nancy or whatever, you know, and you can change your name on your credit card without going to court, without having it changed officially. So, you know, so this is something that's been happening, and I agree that, check it out. There's a single male transgender student that holds 10 state records that previously belonged to 10 different girls. You know what I'm saying? So this boy, for the lack of a better word, holds 10 records. Now, this is part of the complaint. The one boy now holds over 10 records in the state that once belonged to 10 different girls. These competitions have consequences beyond the race itself and influence scholarship opportunities and college careers. And I agree. I mean, I'm not against transgender people or anything like that, but I agree that they should not let these transgender females compete with regular females. They should not. Shout out to Anthony Moriano. They should not let transgender females compete with biological females, because when you get right down to it, these are boys. They're boys. their DNA, whether they got, whether they've had surgery or whatever, they're still boys. You can't take the DNA. You can't turn a boy into a girl. You can't turn a boy into a biological girl. These are boys. They just identify as girls. But you look them under some of the pictures, they look like boys with weaves. You know, they're bigger, they're stronger, they're faster. And I think it's unfair that these females, biological females, are being, you know, not just beat, but slaughtered by these boys who identify as girls. I think, I wouldn't say humble opinion, but I think that the transgender girls should not be allowed to compete against biological girls because they have an obviously unfair advantage. That's what I think, you know. So I endorse the girls, biological girls, who are filing a lawsuit against the transgender girls. And see, this isn't about, you know, see, people, oh, you just, which I really don't care. But people, this isn't about racism or anything like that. It's not about that. It isn't about, you know, intolerance or anything like that. It's not about that. It's not about that. Now, you have the Connecticut High School transgender athletes. You know, there's an ad in the paper. Not an ad, but no, the two transgender high school track and field athletes responded Wednesday to the Title VI complaint alleging that the runners prevented other female runners from top finishes and potentially from college scholarships. Now the first thing they're saying is like it's discrimination. But then these look like boys. They do not look like no girls. Now, one of them says she's faced discrimination in every aspect of her life and no longer wants to remain silent. Now, this is in Bloomfield High Track and Field, standing out Terry Miller. Bloomfield is right down the street from here. One of the two transgender athletes cited in the complaint, I am a girl and I am a runner. No, you're not a girl. No, you're not a girl. You're a boy who identifies as a girl. You're not a girl. And I am fully in support of the of this lawsuit because these boys have an unfair advantage. Okay, when I come back, I'll talk about the Democrats and why I think they're going to kill themselves in the upcoming debates. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com and ronkellyshow.com.
The views expressed in this commentary are not necessarily those of the Ron Kelly Show or R. Kelly Media LLC. We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this.
Oh no! I'm in charge of our 10-year class reunion and don't know where to begin.
Don't let this happen to you. For your next event, wedding, anniversary, class reunion, or just need to promote your business, Burkett Promotions has you covered.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Over 200 custom-made products USA made, along with personalized imprints and logos.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Burkett Promotions does it all. Big or small, we can fit your budget.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Need your event to stand out with that personalized touch? Pens, pencils, t-shirts? Go to BurkettPromotions.com.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Mention the Ron Kelly Show and receive an additional 10% off an already great prize.
Thanks to Burkett Promotions, my event was a success.
BurkettPromotions.com. B-I-R-K-E-T-T Promotions.com.
BurkettPromotions.com.
A business you can trust. A member of the Better Business Bureau, New Jersey. A-plus rating. The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, TheRonKellyShow.com.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the Ron Kelly Show. And it's on BlogTalkRadio.com, TheRonKellyShow.com. Shout out to Mike Bishop, who's watching the Ron Kelly Show. Shout out to everybody who's passed through. Shout out to Skip Dillard, who I'm hoping to meet with. Skip Dillard, the program director at 107.5, WBLS. And hopefully we can put something together for the open line. Anyway, for right now, it's blogtalkradio.com, and this is the Ron Kelly Show. Now, You know, now, oh, man, you know, the Democrats are going to kill themselves. See, now here's why I think that, and I mentioned this earlier about the Democrats in the upcoming primaries. And, you know, we got 23, 24, 25 people. It's just too many people. It's too many. It's too many people. See, what's going to happen is that the Democrats are going to be slaughtering each other. See, all the Trump people, see, there's something they call opposition research, where where one person researches, it basically is digging up trash against the other person. That's what opposition research means. Now, you know, with Joe Biden being the leader, the presumptive nominee, as they say, because he's leading, and, you know, I don't see any of the other 20 some odd people catching up to him. He has the biggest name recognition. He's going to have the most money, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, I guess you can just assume that Joe Biden will be the nominee. And because when you're out front, everybody comes after you. Like, you know, like Steph Curry. People hate Steph Curry, the point guard, the Golden State Warriors. Everybody hates Steph Curry. Why? Why do you hate him? I don't know. I just hate him. Why? Because he's on top. You know, everybody hates Tom Brady. Oh, why do you hate Tom Brady? Because he's on top. People only hate him, but they don't know why. Because his wife makes $600 billion a year. Jealousy. So, but in this case, the people who are behind Joe Biden are going to be coming after it. And see, so the Trump people, they don't have to do any research. All they have to do on the night of the debates, sit back and take notes, because they can use the same things. Because what's going to happen is that the Democrats, the Democratic candidates, the old 2,500 of them, are going to all be shooting their arrows at Biden, because they don't have to. Because Biden is the enemy, you know. Because they're gonna. Because Biden is the only one that really has a chance, and they all know this. So Biden is the enemy. So just like when Trump ran last year, and there was 18 different people running against Trump, they all pointed their anger or their arrows at Trump. They didn't even focus on each other because it didn't matter. They were going for the big game hunting. So when this thing goes down, and when these debates go down, they're going to be after Biden. And see, what's going to happen is they're going to be talking about Biden, kicking his back in, smacking him around, and everything that they say about Biden, the Trump people are going to use, assuming that Biden is a presumptive nominee. Everything that these Trump people, everything that the Elizabeth Warren and Cory Booker and all the other folks, Joaquin Castro and all the other folks, who, as a matter of fact, was a cabinet member while during the Obama-Biden administration. So he might have a few tidbits he wants to toss in there too. So my point is that there's going to be mad, crazy. They're going to be talking about each other, and they're all going to be shooting the arrows at Biden, who is the presumptive nominee. So my, you know, when they first started with this, and then people started coming out, and there were 50 different people, you know, running for, you know, there were 50 different people running for president of the United States of America on the Democratic side. I'm like, whoa. Yeah, and this should have been a consensus candidate. This should have been. They should have all got together and got behind, had a meeting between, okay, we all want to run, but let's pool our resources, because we're going to need a juggernaut to beat Donald Trump. So instead of everybody running individually, 23, 24, 25 people, let's pool our resources and pick a candidate. That's what they should have did. Just pick the candidate. But because there's so many people running, it's going to hurt the Democrats. It's going to hurt them. Because, again, when they start to have the debates, they're going to be kicking each other's back in, and they're going to be – everybody is going to be going after Biden, with Biden being a presumptive nominee. Biden will be the nominee. There's probably not much of a doubt about things. You know, Cory Booker, Elizabeth Warren, you know, everybody else is also Rands. Bernie Sanders, you know, there's just not enough steam there to take them to the nomination. I don't believe. I believe it's going to be Biden, because Biden's going to have the money. He's got the name recognition. He was the vice president for 8 years. So his experience outweighs everybody. He was a vice president of the United States of America for 8 years under President Obama. So he was closer to the presidency than anybody else who's running for that office. So it's going to be Biden. So what's going to happen is that they're all going to be shooting arrows at Biden. Now, like I said, I always said that there should have been a consensus candidate. There should have been one. They should have got together and supported one person, but they didn't do that. So there's 50,000 people running. It's going to hurt the Democrats in the end. We'll take a quick break. We'll come right back with more. I'm a little off timing right now because we couldn't get into the radio station until later. Anyway, it's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, ronkellyshow.com.
We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this.
So coming to the stage is a really funny guy. Y'all know him. Put your hands together. Give it up for George Wilborn.
Folks, why won't we go to the doctor? My uncle calls. Speech all slurred, complaining his arm's numb. He calls everybody under the sun. Aunt Peyton, his old army buddy George. He even called my daughter Tierra, because, you know, she's got a year of nursing. Everyone thinks he needs to go to the doctor, including me. So he said, well, will you take me? I'm like, I'm on the road. He goes, I'll wait. Stroke's no joke. If you or someone you love have symptoms of stroke, don't call family. Don't dial a friend. Don't wait. It may be too late. Dial 911. Time loss is brain loss. Seriously, dial 911.
Learn all the symptoms of a stroke at strokesnojoke.org. That's strokesnojoke.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's the Ron Kelly Show, everybody, and it's on blogtalkradio.com. Now, shout out to all the people who, you know, I missed a couple of phone calls. I apologize for that for the folks. I have different screens on my computer here, and I missed those calls, but you can call me back, 646-668-2838, because there's no noise. When the phone rings, there's no noise, so I can't hear the phone when people call in. I have to watch the screen, and sometimes I'm not watching the screen, so I apologize for that, and for the folks who did call in, who tried to call in earlier, you can call me back, 646-668-2838, that's 646-668-2838. 2838. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com. Okay, so I do think that there will be a problem with, and the Democrats are going to create a problem for themselves with this process, because there's too many of them running, just way too many. Anyway, it's about 16 minutes before the hour. Of 8 o'clock, and listening to the Ron Kelly Show. If you missed a little earlier in the show, I talked about the Hong Kong situation. Now those people came out and let the government know how they felt, and the order got rescinded. Because what happened was they wanted to pass a law that said that suspects could be extradited from Hong Kong to China. Now, Hong Kong has its own criminal justice system that's separate from China. So when people heard that, they were like, hell no. And they came out, en masse, and they got the party started. And what happened? Once the government saw that so many people were disappointed or dissatisfied with it, they pulled it back. No. See, because there hasn't been, you know, we talk about the Million Man March, and there wasn't no million men there. No, we talk about the million women. No, it wasn't a million people there. Knock it off. There wasn't a million people there. Last time that mall was full was when Martin Luther King gave his speech, 62, I believe it was. That was last time that mall was full, when Martin Luther King gave his speech. That was the last time. But since then, it hasn't been. You know, there hasn't been one piece of civil rights legislation since Dr. Martin Luther King pushed for the Voting Rights Act and the Civil Rights Act. Before that, since then, there's been no legislative order, no piece of legislation that would change anything. No piece of legislation, civil rights legislation, has been. It's since 62. It's like 50-some years ago. That was the last time a piece of civil rights legislation was passed. Since then, there's been nothing. Because the people, you know, are dialing it in, mailing it in with Facebook. Well, I can go on Facebook, you know. Oh, it's Councilman. No, I didn't. Shout out Councilman Louis Velez. Shout out to Councilman Louis Velez. Fifth Ward, great city of Paterson, New Jersey, who's cleaning things up over there, and who I'm 100% sure is going to be running for mayor the next time. So watch your back. Watch your back. Shout out to my stepdaughter, Ken. Can't believe she's 37. Really? Knock it off. You're 37. Believe it. You know, some shout outs. It must be a birthday. Shout out to you. Mad love for you. Okay. All right. So this thing, again, I'm just so disappointed in the Democrats. They're going to have a hard time getting anything together with all these people running. So here we go. So now I posted a video of Tupac Shakur. I posted a video of him talking to my brother. Was so ahead of his time, Tupac Shakur. So ahead of his time. It was just unbelievable. And I posted a video of him talking about us, you know, being in the, you know, talking about us being in the ghetto and, you know, stacked up like cordwood in the projects and all this stuff. So, you know, he talked about that. He talked about that, and he you know, and this is like 20 or 30 years ago that he, because his man's been dead for a long time. So he talked about life in the hood, and he kept it 100. So y'all, if you see that, definitely take a look at that. Tupac Shakur. Tupac Shakur doing a video. And it's really good. You should check it out. Boy, the sun's been gone for like 2 or 3 weeks now. I forgot what the sun looks like. Matter of fact, it did come out a little bit earlier today, though. It did come out a little bit today. Anyway, It's 11 minutes before the hour. You're listening to, listening to, perusing Ron Kelly Show. And it's on blogtalkradio.com and ronkellyshow.com. Lots of people on the radio who are listening to the Ron Kelly Show. I mean, there's always plenty of folks who listen to the radio show. And sometimes Facebook Live is but there's always, you know, loyalty is there. I want to thank everybody who listens to the Ron Kelly Show on Blog Talk Radio, but thanks to the people who sometimes tune in on Facebook as well. July 25th, I'll be with Shakima Ford, the credit doctoress, the credit nurse, whatever you want to call it. July 25th, we'll be doing a show live in the studio, myself and Shakima Ford. And we're putting something together with Councilman Louis Velez, Fifth Ward Councilman of great city of Paterson, New Jersey, trying to put something together with him, too. He just sent me a message saying I forgot to call. No, I didn't forget to call you. I didn't forget. We need to get together and lay it out first before we do anything. All right, it's about 10 minutes before the hour. You know, I think I might skip out a little bit early. You know, it's a show. It's really kind of off right now because the Boss of Radio couldn't get into and just took Dude Brother completely off. But anyway, we're gonna end the show right here. And I want to thank you guys for checking me out every Thursday evening at 7 p.m. But we're going to break because I'm still having a lot of trouble with that. Block talk. So anyway, everybody, thanks so much for joining me. And remember, it's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice. And that we may not have it all together, but together we can certainly have it all. Thanks so much. Done.